Yep.
Good, because I hit record. I'll do my little sound. I need to test the levels. I also need to find the right buttons. Okay, here we go. Five fantastic fallopian tubes. Ooh, that's nice. Okay, go ahead.
75! Drop it like it's hot. Push it real good. 22 skidoo. Fiddle me once. Shame on you. Hike!
Oh, so beautiful. Hey, sports fans. Welcome to another edition of the podcast you're listening to right now. Let me turn this down a little bit. Here we go. That didn't help a god dang bit. Here we go. All right, so here we are. We're the podcast guys. This is Joe and Jason. We are the vuvuzelas of podcasting. That's right. We are the loud, annoying horns that you hear at soccer games around the world, pretty much everywhere except America, where we don't watch football. We occasionally watch soccer. But in the rest of the world, where we have more fans than we do in the United States, you guys, you like the footy, and you like the vuvuzela, and therefore you like us, because we're loud and brash, just like those fucking plastic horns are.
Welcome to Just Because.
Welcome to Just Because. Okay, that didn't go the way I planned it, but that's okay, because you know what? Life isn't for being planned, Joe. Life happens at the speed of a Beckham corner kick that it gets bent and goes into the net or something. I don't know.
I'm surprised that you planned that at all. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it didn't turn out the way of the quality that you wanted it to be presented. But I didn't think you planned it. Come on, you were winging it, right?
Totally left winging it in overtime. With one man down and the coach has died of rickets. I don't know what I'm saying. It's the sports episode. And I don't really know that much about sports. The World Cup's going on right now. I guess in the final it's going to be, what, France versus Croatia? Is that right?
Well, you know more than me.
All right.
Tell me more.
So
I know we're talking about sports.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, well, you've proven to me, you know way more about the World Cup. I have employees that are very emotionally invested. And
really?
I see that they're upset, but I don't ask them why. But I get the sense that it has to do with the World Cup. You said the final two, there's a championship now coming up?
Yeah, France versus Croatia. Croatia, I guess, beat England today. I only know this because I'm on Twitter pretty much all the time. Oh, speaking of Twitter, just real quick,
yeah.
The Just Be Cousins on Twitter, we're going 5 a day now. So if you're on the tweet machine and you follow Just Be Cousins, you're getting 5 quality tweets. And maybe not on this episode, maybe on the next episode, I will read some of these quality tweets so that you can regret not having heard them sooner. But yeah, on the Twitter, there are all these people I follow are talking about the World Cup. And today was the semifinal match between England and Croatia, and England shot the bed. And now Croatia will go to the final. The final is in Russia somewhere, probably Moscow, I don't know. And therefore, it has already been decided.
Oh. Well, you know what? That must have been what I heard today. I was at Chili's.
Yeah.
See, I will escape from work, Taco Bell, and go to Chili's.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can hide, and like especially in the bar. I don't have anything to drink because, come on, damn it, I'm on duty.
Yeah.
I just sit there and I get myself like a chili at Chili's.
Right. Yeah,
and I play a little video game, Plants vs. Zombies.
It's a
nice break. Well, my break was shaken up a little bit because I just all of a sudden I realized I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that were really distraught. Like you could hear the entire restaurant go, oh.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Now, what does that mean? You just said England shit the bed.
Yeah, I don't know how they played. Maybe they played really well, but...
Well, they lost.
They lost, so beds have been shat upon.
Well, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what that says about, you know, clearly the Chili's that I was at.
Was an English Chili's, yeah. That was not a Croatian
and
Chili's.
Now, would that... Tell me if the timing is right. Because I was at lunch today.
Yeah.
And there it is. People were. I did look at the screen, and I'm like, okay, people are upset. And then I looked up at the screen. I'm like, they're upset about football. what I called soccer when I was a child, but it's football with a U.
Yeah.
Football.
Football.
And I was like, okay, that's what people are upset about. That's all the attention that I gave it before I turned back to my chili at Chili's and my video game.
Right.
But if everyone in the whole place was sighing in distress.
Yeah.
I guess that means that they were all rooting for England.
I guess so.
I'm just using deductive reasoning here.
Yeah. Your deductionals are precise.
And you already said this. Who were they playing?
Croatia, I think.
All right. So there were no Croatians in the Chilis.
There were no Croats. It was you were in a very Serbian. You're in a Muslim Chilis, is what it was. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as everyone knows, Serbia is Muslim and they hate Croatia. I think. Wasn't there a war? Wasn't there somebody killed some people? There were guns and stuff. And isn't, like, the bass player for Nirvana, isn't he, like, Croatian or Slovakian or Serbian? And he was there once, Chris Novoselic. Doesn't that sound like a name from that part of the world?
I need to have more offline conversations about you, things with you. Because then I can become more worldly. You seem to know a lot about
this stuff. No.
This is not the politics episode.
It's the sports episode. Well, let's just move on then. I'll quit distracting us. Although today, just for the record, I did play Smells Like Teen Spirit for my 2-year-old, and he literally screamed along with Kurt Cobain during the chorus. An albino, a mosquito, my libido, and the other one.
Well, to tie that – that's great, by the way. But to tie that back to sports, and I feel like we're going to have to do this a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about other shit because our interest in sports is actually
– minimal.
It's minimal.
Well, we're going to talk about sports specifically because of some sports I'm going to be doing. That's why we're doing this show, because we did it last year. But, yeah, tie it back in. Tie it together.
Right.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. But anyway, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Uh-huh. I'm going to tie that back to sports.
Do it.
I'm glad that your kid was screaming along with Nirvana. That's awesome. Hey, how about this? This is the sports aspect of that.
Okay.
The music video for that has cheerleaders in it.
Boom.
What do cheerleaders do?
Lead cheers.
For sports.
For sports. That's right. It does. It has cheerleaders, and they're on a basketball court. Everybody. Right?
Yeah. They have the big A for Anarchy thing on their on their outfits.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
No, it's ironic, right? Because team sports would be the antithesis of anarchy. Anyway, and they're on a basketball court, so it's very sports-like. Yeah, Smells Like Teen Spirit is totally a school anthem. I am going to be doing some sports this weekend.
Be doing the Thor Ragnarok.
That's right. I'm going to be doing Thor. He hasn't seen a hammer until he's seen me. No, I'm going to be doing the Ragnar Relay. I have some friends in Seattle, Texas. I have some friends in Seattle, Texas's sister city, Seattle. There, I should have done that for a sound test. Seattle, Texas's sister city, Seattle, Washington. They're having a Ragnar up there, and that's a relay run where you start at the border, the Canadian-U.S. border, and you start running, and then you hand off your baton to another person, and they run, and then you keep doing that until you hit your 12th person. Then you start over again with the first person. You do that 3 times for about 200 miles total, and that's going on this weekend. And we don't stop. We don't stop till we're done.
I'm really impressed that you're a part of this every year for how many years? I don't know. How many years have you been
doing this? This is either 10 or 11. I can't remember.
God damn.
Yeah. God damn is right.
God damn, you're old. I mean, impressive.
I am. And it's my favorite day of the year. It's literally my favorite day of the year. It's better than my birthday, than Christmas, than Thanksgiving, the Super Bowl, Rosh Hashanah, Arbor Day.
Kwanzaa.
Listen, you know what?
I know you're into that. But
let me just interrupt the crap out of you for a second, because this is the truth. So far, the best day of this year was your birthday party, and I'm looking for Ragnar to top it, but if it doesn't, that's fine, because your party was still – I mean, it's going to be hard to top that. But your birthday might become my favorite day of the year, but I have to see what Ragnar's like this year.
I think that's real sweet of you.
Thank you.
You're actually welcome. Birthday was the year before, but you're right. The birthday party was this year.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that your Thor Ragnarok Marvel Studios is the best day of the year. That's what it's called, right?
It is right. Essentially. It's one of those things where if you know about it, you know the name, and if you don't, it doesn't matter what I tell you the name is because it's not going to help. But I'm runner number 3, which means I'll be running the 3rd leg, the 15th leg, and the 27th leg. Did I do the math right? Yeah. So my first run is a little over 8 miles, and my second is a little over 6, and my third is a little over 3. And that's going to be good because I'm going to be tired. And so I'll start my first run probably somewhere at 10 in the morning. I'll start my second run somewhere around 8 at night, and I'll start the third one somewhere around 6 in the morning. And, yeah, then I'll come home and take the best shower ever. And really, Joe, I want to talk to you about this because we're going to talk about sports, but let's talk about what sports does to you. And I think I speak for both of us when I say what sports does to us is makes us want to take showers. And really, that's the best thing. Showers are the best thing.
Well, especially after exerting yourself.
Yeah, especially.
And but I don't want to stick to just exercise. What you're doing is an actual sport, which...
Well, it's we're not competing.
Exercise and sports, there's a big overlap there.
Absolutely.
I think there are some sports where there are no exercises. Mm-hmm. That is, there is no exercise involved. But most sports involve exercise. Showers after exercising, wonderful. And showers after sporting exercising... Sport exercising, wonderful, must be great. I would guess that after the Ragnar, did I get it right this
time?
Boom,
nailed it. Yep.
That must be great because you got 3 legs.
Yep, 3. It's essentially my whole team will be running for a total of about 30 hours, and so you know, imagine, and then we got to drive there to the start line. That's a couple hours, and we got to drive back. That's a couple more hours. So. You know, added up, we're talking about it approaches, you know, almost 2 days of not only sweating, but also being cramped up in a van with 5 other sweaty people. And that's for 2 days. So that shower, not only is like, I'm tired, shower feels good. I'm filthy, shower feels good. I'm also drunk because, you know, motherfucker, when I'm done running, I drink. I don't care what time of day it is. So I'm dirty, I'm tired, I'm drunk, I'm in the shower. And you know what? Katy Perry could like call me at that moment and say, hey, real quick, want to come give me a foot rub? And I would do it, but I would be missing the shower when I
You'd
was.
You'd be like, you know what? This is almost as good as the shower. What am I doing? I need to go just take the shower.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about showering, like you said, after a sporting event, if you win, the shower feels great because you have the satisfaction of having won. But if you lost, the shower kind of makes up for it. So I'm like, yeah, we lost, but I'm over it. Here we go. Oil of ole.
Now, I don't want this to be redundant, but I was trying to keep up earlier. So you have 3 legs.
Yep.
And miles per leg. Can you break that down again?
Yeah, 8, 6, and 3, roughly.
Okay, so first leg, 8, second leg, 6, third leg, 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm a little disappointed. Well, I was hoping that your third leg would at least be 6 inches.
There's The Ragnar, everybody makes it really fun names for the teams, you know. Ours team is Sucking Wind because, you know, we're all old and don't run fast. But there's funny names. Like one team name, kind of going with what you said, is my third leg is my longest. Or my third leg is my hardest. That's the name of one team that's always there.
Oh, see? Yeah. See, I desperately, like, I shoehorned that fucking joke in.
You did.
Did you see that?
You did. I liked
that
it.
That was rough.
No, well
Thank
done.
Thank you for tolerating, but I had to get there.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. You brought it in. You know what you did? You threw the ball off of your Aaron Rodgers hand with a perfect spiral and dropped it right over the right shoulder of whatever running back or whatever wide receiver played for Aaron, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers when he did. He's really good at that. This is my point. He's really good at throwing the ball right over the right shoulder of the right side of the field guy with the running.
But you were the wide receiver. And what I'm saying is if I'm drilling it to you, hopefully you're the wide receiver.
Yeah.
And that was a gay joke. Let's move on.
It was a placed gay joke.
Again, I'm shoehorning.
Yeah. Another one of the names that we always enjoy seeing when we go to Ragnar is this is the team name. If the Ragnar was easy, it would be your mom. That's a It's amusing.
Come on, you know I'm going to love that.
Yeah.
That name. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put a big smile on my face.
And I have more anecdotes next Monday when we record again, because it will have been, you know, I will have almost recovered from those sporting events that I'm doing. The sporting.
You know, that's cool, because that we did. So I guess we did our first sports episode around this time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep, sure did.
Because Ragnar is at the same time. So
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So we did
that. We're doing this type of thing this year kind of on accident. I don't know. Maybe you mean it, but it comes as a surprise to me that, like, did we do the same theme last year at the same time?
Okay. I think we have both accidentally and purposefully done the same thing. And, you know, that's what I mean. Comes to sports, practice makes perfect, yo. And we've practiced 74 episodes to get this 75th performance episode correct, where we're going to win the gold medal and get the trophy and win the pot, I guess. Is poker a sport? I don't know. They show it on ESPN, so I guess it is. I don't know.
So I had a bit of a game, but, like, do you...
Yeah.
I want to give you a chance to talk maybe more about the Ragnar, if you had other ideas, other things to talk about sport-wise. Like, what's on your mind?
I don't know.
We can talk about sports, like... I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about the state of the World Cup? Is there any emotional investment at all?
No,
either directly because you give a shit, or because, like, I think we all have at least loved ones or coworkers or friends that are invested in this. Do you have any?
I think
any comment.
Okay, so let me see if I can get this right. My wife's father's sister's husband's brother's daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I got that right. She, I think, is rooting for Croatia. And so I guess I'm rooting for Croatia.
Can I just say that every link in that chain, none of those people give enough of a shit. Like, you had to go, how many degrees was that?
I don't
know. Was
that
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
It could be. Like, see, my wife won, her dad
before
two,
you can mention one person three, that really gives a shit. None of the four, people in between gave a shit.
Daughter five. Yes, five
you
degrees.
Finally got
yeah.
to one.
Yeah. Well, she's a lovely woman. She lives in Los Angeles. She is a she's an actor, and she does this thing with spiritual stuff. I don't know. She shows up at the few family events where those families, like when my wife's father's sister's daughter got married. Of course, my wife's father's sister's daughter's family from both sides were there. So that was us and her other side, which is where this cousin of hers comes in. And I've seen her at a few other events too. She's a lovely person, and I follow her on Twitter. And every once in a while, she tweets something about the World Cup, and she says she's rooting for Croatia, so I'm rooting, I guess. And as much, I mean, like, look, seriously, like, I will take a shower tomorrow or whenever the World Cup final is, but if Croatia loses, the shower will be neither triumphant nor it won't be one of those rapey showers where I slide down the sidewall and cry.
Wait, well, if indirectly rooting for Croatia because one of your loved ones, however distant it seems, actually seems like, well, maybe you know this person, but, like, the relation, there's a lot of branches. You have to kind of travel around the family tree quite a bit to get there. Anyway, you're like, hey, that person, part of my family, someone I care about, I'm going to root for their team. Mm-hmm. So no matter what happens, no matter who wins that game, you can consider the shower that you take either a shower of victory.
Yeah.
Where you're like, taking a shower, just feeling good about it, enjoying myself. Or you can consider it like washing the shame. You don't need to cry, or like you said, you don't need to, you know, fall down and with your head in your hands. But you can wash the defeat off of you. Either way, this is the thing. Showers are very good. You can use a shower to cleanse yourself or celebrate.
Exactly. And here's what I'm hoping will happen, Joe. And you tell me if this is possible. This girl who lives in L.A., she lives in Los Angeles. Her father's brother's wife's brother's daughter's husband's father's brother's son should also root for Croatia. Now, I'm not sure if you followed that chain, but that's you. And because...
Oh, my God.
And because she is, you should, right? Unless you have somebody else you know who's more close to you than those 8 degrees or whatever it is. And if you think that, you know, that person is closer to you, you should root for her. They're going to root for her. Otherwise, you should root for who she's rooting for. And therefore...
No, I'm following you.
Yeah,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I can't... I have no direct emotional connection to any team. I used to. That's a sad story. We've told it on previous sports episodes. It's called the Broncos.
Yes.
No longer I don't. There's no emotional connection, no emotional investment anymore. The only investment that I have, for instance, my friend Gus.
Mm-hmm. Great guy.
Gus Powell. I'll call him Gus Powell.
Yeah.
He is the husband of Jen Powell, who's been on the show before.
Yeah.
He's very much into the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, okay.
Again, something we've discussed on the show before. The Atlanta Falcons barely lost a Super Bowl last year.
Yes.
And I felt like I was watching Gus get stabbed in the heart.
Right.
Like, it was really, really tough. Now, I felt invested, but it was indirect, right?
Sure.
It was because I love Gus.
Yeah.
That's how I root for teams, just like you.
Yeah.
Now, you're rooting for a team of your mother's, you know, former plant owners, sisters, brothers, cousins. I couldn't follow it. The fact is, yes, let's find somebody that we care about and then root for their team.
Right.
And here's, for you and me, Jason, it's our only hope.
To
be involved really in sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And since for us sports culminates in a shower, whether it's victory or defeat, really what I'm saying to you, Joe, is that when Croatia wins or loses, I don't want you to think about that team and what they feel like when you're in the shower. When you're naked and covered in soap, what I want you to think about is your father's
Katie
brother's
Perry.
Son's wife's father's sister's husband's brother's daughter, who's an actor. I'm not sexist.
Right.
She's an actor. I want you to think about her. So there you are. Joe, you're in the shower. You're completely nude. You're covered with soap and maybe some essential oils. And the hot water is beating down on you, right? And what you're thinking about is either, wow, I bet she's really, really happy. And all of the, you know, the physiological things that come to a person's body when they're happy. Or I want you to think, gosh, she must be really, really sad. And all of the droopy things that happen to a body. And I want you to think about that while you're there in the shower, completely, totally, 100%, just nude, naked, with the soap dripping down your various bits, and the oils and the shampoos in your hair, you know. And maybe there's a radio hanging from the hooky thing, and it's a little tinny little AM radio, and it's playing a happy little song, or a sad song, or both, or neither. I don't know. I don't know what you got in your fucking bathroom, Joe. Jesus Christ. Just...
Well, you know what? You're pretty goddamn close.
Okay,
like,
sorry.
You've described my showers dead on.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the thing. If Croatia wins, I'll scream yes in ecstasy.
Good, yeah.
And when I'm done ejaculating, I will also celebrate the victory of Croatia.
Here's the thing that I think is going to be the best part about this for both you and me.
Okay.
Chances are we won't know which team has won for several days after it happens. That's how little we actually pay attention. We'll be like, someone will say, blah, 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 Croatia.
Got
say,
that right.
What was buddy. That? He said, yeah, Croatia won. It's like, oh, that's great. I didn't know the game today. Oh, it was 2 weeks ago. Shithead. Oh, okay. Well, still, hooray for my wife's father's sister's husband's brother's daughter.
Oh, my God. There it is again.
Yeah.
By the way, you're pretty quick on the YouTube thing.
I see. Okay. Yeah. What you want me to look up?
When you do this funny, like, mother's, brother's, sister's, cousin's thing.
Yeah.
It always makes me think of Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
And I know, and we could tie that back to sports in a minute, but let's talk about Spaceballs.
Okay.
Dark Helmet.
Yeah.
Who is a spoof of Darth Vader, of course.
Rick Moranis.
He said a lot of funny things in that movie. Some of the funniest things, that is, well, things that really stick with me and make me giggle. Like, yeah. I could be having a really bad day and I'll think about something that Dark Helmet said. It's a coping skill. Like, yeah. Emotionally, it's good for me. But he did this thing where, well, and it's a spoof on the whole, like, Luke, I am your father. Well, yeah. Dark Helmet and what was his name? Lone Star.
Yeah.
Lone Star. So he revealed his relationship to Lone Star. Every time you do, and you've been doing this since the beginning of the show because you know, I'm not your cousin necessarily. I can't even do it. It fucks me all up. I am your father's brother's son.
Not so fast, Lone Star.
Helmet. So, at last we meet for the first time for the last time.
Yeah. Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's brother's nephew's cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing. Which is what you are about to become.
That was funny.
Now, because Dark Helmet is so funny.
Yeah.
And again, this doesn't have anything to do with sports until we just shoehorn the theme in.
Yeah.
And we will.
And I can. I've got it already. Yeah, I've got
you,
it.
You can do it. I'll leave that one to you.
Okay.
But look, Dark Helmet, one of my favorite things he's ever said is almost, it's connected to that. I think it might be coming right up, which is he explains why evil always triumphs over good. It's the best line.
Oh, do you want me to play that one?
Yeah, do you have that one?
Well, the clip stopped right at the end of that, but I can look for it, so I'll Google it.
Well, here, I'll buy you some time.
Yeah, do that.
See,
go ahead.
Dark Helmet, and by the way, and every time you do the relation tree,
yeah.
Let's call it the family tree, because that's what everybody else calls it. Whenever you, like, jump around, you know, sisters, brothers, cousins, shit, I think of Dark Helmet, and this is how, you know, this is an association in my brain. One funny thing goes to the next, and I always land on this line from Dark Helmet where he explains the relationship between good and evil.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good about Darth Vader because I'm all disturbed. You know how I feel about Darth Vader. He's a child murderer. It's terrible. Dark Helmet makes me feel it inserts this absurdity to the whole thing, and it just brightens my day.
Let's see if I found it here.
Okay.
Prepare to die.
Okay.
Turn it up.
And he turned up, yeah.
You have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yeah, they're Dick looking at each other's
now
lightsabers.
Now let's see how well you handle it.
So should I skip forward to the...
Yes!
Yeah. So they're fighting. I'm doing a play-by-play because this is a podcast.
Yeah,
they're
clearly
fighting. It's really rudimentary sword fighting. I am, yeah. And he is swinging his sword with such puissance, and oh no, they've clashed, and now he has accidentally killed one of the crewmen who is standing there filming the scene. It was such
it.
A terrible. Oh, and Helmet has blamed Lone Star. Now, oh, they go back to the fighting with the upbeat music. They are back and forth. Oh, he has missed him, and still they are fighting exactly the same stupid movements over and over again. It's oh, and now their swords have intertwined. Yes, they have the wonders of.
I hate it when I get my swords twisted.
Wonders of CGI.
If I put my leg up on yours, you know, we could split apart like.
Jason, it looks like their swords.
One, two, three,
have
go!
Been twisted.
And now they've turned off. Oh, speech time. Nope, on again. And they're looking at each other. They are walking.
A lot of tension here.
Oh, he hit him in the helmet and nothing happened. A second time. Einstein said. Punched him in the face.
Oh.
Okay, when does the speech part happen?
Oh, it's coming right up.
Okay, we have less than a minute left to clip, so here we go. I just now noticed for the first time Dark Helmet wears a tie.
Yogurt has taught you well.
Yogurt.
Here we go.
If there's one thing I despise, it is a fair fight. But if I must, then I must. May the best man win. Put her there. The ring! I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book!
Stole his Schwartz ring.
What's with you, man? Come on!
Dude, I just forgot that we were on a podcast and I envisioned myself just watching Spaceballs. That's not cool.
I can't believe it, man!
you were commenting.
So, Lone Star.
The comments were good.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
That's right. Okay. Took us a long time to get there.
It took us 3 minutes, but we got there, yeah.
I just think that's really important.
It is.
I think it sums up a lot about. I know this goes beyond sports, but I'm glad that you did like a thespian sport commentary over that. Very good job. See, we're never getting away from sports. We're going to do this. But the thing is, I just really think it means a lot. That is, so Lone Star, now you know why evil will always triumph over good. Because good is dumb. Profound, right?
I think that's very profound.
I think that's how things work.
Yeah. So I think I can.
Does that mean I'm evil?
No. No, it doesn't mean you're evil. It just means you're dumb. Because you're good. And you're not evil. And you know it. And that's the first step. Look, we're at the halfway point. We should probably do some ads. But before we do, let me just real quick tie state Spaceballs back to sports obliquely. Okay. And in a very stupid way, in a very dumb way, a very non-evil way. Rick Moranis, of course, plays Dark Helmet in Spaceballs. Rick Moranis also played Barney Coopersmith in 1990's My Blue Heaven, starring Steve Martin. And you'll recall that in that movie, Barney Coopersmith is interested in a woman whose ex-husband keeps coming to the house and letting himself in without knocking, right? Because he used to live there. And at one point he does this, and Rick Moranis hits him with a tennis racket. And tennis racket is a sports equipment thing.
Very good, Jason.
There we go.
This is what I want from you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that the way that we handle a sports theme is
just
shaky
like that. Yeah,
best.
Just like that. Just what we did. Just
right.
What we did.
But what I want is the least we can do
is
to just grasp at associations and bring it back to sports somehow.
Yeah.
And that's our excuse for a sports episode.
Yeah, Dark Helmet's being portrayed by a man who portrayed a man who hit somebody with a tennis racket is the same as rooting for Croatia because your dad's brother's son's wife's father's sister's husband's brother's daughter roots for Croatia.
Former roommate.
Absolutely nothing. Let's do some ads. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right, you go first. Okay, let me get my soundboard. Let me get my jingle palette. Okay, you're going to do your ad first, right? Okay, here we go.
Maybe now you have the intro for my ad, right?
I do.
Maybe I should say a little something first before you do the intro.
All right, go for it.
So we have a guest reader to read the copy.
Nice.
People have been worried about him. We've thought that he died a couple times. Apparently, he's gotten a lot of medical attention.
Excellent.
He's very coherent. He's vibrant.
Vibrant.
Like he's on top of it.
Yeah.
So we can feel good. Some of his earlier contributions have been maybe a little disturbing, but I hear that he's in good health.
Okay. Good.
So with that saying, that being said, go ahead.
As we all inevitably age, there's something we need to be more focused on. And that something is our health. You see, if you get the proper exercise, you reduce the risk of suffering a stroke. A great way to do regular exercise is to partake in light competitive sports. and everybody loves to buy their sporting equipment at Dick's Sporting Goods. We know you love Dick's. And balls. Dick's has all the balls you need to keep up an active lifestyle. Tennis balls, bocce balls, and of course, footballs. You know, I've been playing football for the last 20 years. Just enough to bumblefuck my brain wad until the words come stupid out of my teeth tongue hole. I mean, Tony Danza mud wrestling a donkey with a boner makes me angry enough to slash your tires with a switchblade dressed like a hooker in the moonlight. Locust, Broadway Joe, I'm grabbing to choke it now. Somebody slave me. Gay day. Asshole, yes.
Bob?
Oh my god. I'm in pain.
Jason, he was doing so well. He was. Is he okay?
I don't know. We'll have to check.
I mean, he made so much sense for so long, and then.
He did.
Damn, there it was again.
I gotta tell you, I know I shouldn't laugh at another man's pain, but it's perhaps
his death. I mean,
it's here. This is why. Here's more sports analogies. That was a boxing match right there. That was boxing. I don't know anything about boxing, but I understand that.
That was mud wrestling.
There was the 1-2 punch. It was like you can hit him with the left, and that kind of sets him up for the right that comes across, you know? Like you pop him once, and they're like, oh, and then you really deck him, right? It's more effective than just hitting him. The 1-2. And when he said tennis balls, I was like, oh shit. And then Tony Danza, and I was out. Like, Tony Danza would have knocked me out, but tennis balls, bocce balls, and then Tony Danza, mud wrestling, I just...
But you're talking about how amused you were with this man's downward spiral into perhaps, like, a medical emergency that leads to his death.
Look,
that's
Joe.
Pretty dark, man.
Joe, where does all sports stem from? It stems from Roman times, gladiators, fighting lions and killing Christians for the entertainment of the crowd. Look, when another man suffers... Somebody smiles. That is the definition of sports.
That was poetically rendered. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Very good. You know what? We hope that Stroke and Bob is doing okay.
Yeah, we do.
But let's move on. Do we got some Larco?
Yeah. And I'm going to apologize in advance. These guys kind of lost their heads this time. And they gave me the copy. And it's long. But I'll just try to get through it as best I can, okay? Okay. Here we go. I'll turn off the guitar music. No, I guess I'm just starting it over.
Can you walk us through it? Do you have that button?
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah, I can.
Thanks.
It's still 0-0 here at the end of regulation, and through three rounds of penalty kicks in this, the South Wolverhampton Haberdashers Men's Association Football Championship, and what a hard-fought match it's been. Both goalkeepers have shown outstanding fortitude over the last 90-plus minutes. Gerald Myers' tick whistle, the third netminder for the East Walla Winifredshire Angry Clocks, has set a league record with 15 block shots, 7 of them to the testicles, and owing to a war injury he's enjoyed since the Dofar Rebellion, he's managed to remain standing even after completely losing consciousness. And David Hellingham Smith-Smythe, keeper for the boxcar on Route Kilter Walking Hackberries, and two-time winner of the coveted Hats Without Men Award from the Folger Wigglewompton County Office of the Chambers of Commerce, has managed to keep the opponents at bay despite having accidentally glued one of his gloves to his hips during a halftime mix-up involving a tube of Stickum and a bottle of lime cherry Lucozade. We're now at sudden death, the last harrowing attempt at deciding who will take home that solid Formica top hat, the trophy that every boy, girl, and non-binary, gender-fluid, transvaginal, inverse penisite otherkin in South Wolverhampton dreams of someday hoisting proudly above his or her or their head. One attempt by each team, and if still tied, then the game and the champions will be decided by a coin flip as the grounds crew at the Royal Honorary Gander Without Portfolio Stadium needs to begin preparing for the next day's Dexy's Midnight Runners cover band rock off. But wait, What's this? Stepping onto the pitch to make one final attempt for East Willie? Is that Scott Overunderson, fresh off his 7-year ban for impersonating a candy floss hawksman in the great sticky wicker biscuit scandal of 011? It is! The fans are going mental. And look! Look there! Can it be? Is he wearing not only a pair of Larko's cleated soccer crocs, but a pair of Larko no-slip mock cotton soccer thigh highs as well? Are those regulation? The captain for the B&Rs is screaming at the official, foaming at the mouth. The crowd waits with bated breath. After much discussion with his linesman, the referee pulls out and holds forth a Paisley card. Equipment approved. Overunderson gently sets the ball down, finding just the perfect spot in the well-trampled and somewhat greasy AstroTurf. He peers at Smith-Smythe. The keeper looks nervous. He's dancing back and forth. He's wetting himself. He, a devout Lutheran, is making the sign of the cross repeatedly on his body. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, watch. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, watch. The referee blows his whistle. Overunderson races towards the ball, stutter steps, races a few paces more. He plants one foot, those gorgeous Larko-cleated soccer crocs gleaming under the stadium lights. His other foot comes swinging through, hints of glitter in his Larko no-slip mock-cotton soccer thigh-high sparkling. He misses the ball completely, one cleated soccer croc flying off his foot, nailing Smith-Smythe loudly in the forehead. Overunderson falls to the ground, head hitting the ball, breaking his neck, killing him instantly, sending the ball on an agonizingly slow dribble right towards the recumbent and inert Smith-Smythe, the cleated soccer croc pattern bruise flaming red on his forehead, and the ball then passed him into the back of the net. The crowd goes absolutely stark, raving mental. Larko's cleated soccer crocs and the Larko no-slip mock cotton soccer thigh highs. Be a winner or die trying, or both.
Good God.
Good God.
Overunderson.
Was an animal, apparently. That guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's an ex-animal.
He died doing what he loved in this fictional tale. And that was playing association football. Which is where the word soccer comes from. I don't know if you knew that, but...
Wait. Explain that again?
Back in the day when football was like first played or whatever in England, I guess they had one of the leagues was the Association Football League or something. I'm getting the details wrong, but association, the word association was shortened to soch or soak or soccer. So it was called soccer. So actually when people say it's not called soccer, it's called football, well, you just go back to your own goddamn history, you fucking limeys, because y'all started it with the soccer shit. I mean, if that's who you're arguing with, it might not be. I don't know.
Look, that's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I knew you were talking about, well, you know, football with a U. It's fine.
Football.
Everybody else in the entire world, except for Americans, thinks that football is a different sport.
Yeah.
Than, you know, if you say football to an American, it means something different.
Right. It means a bunch of dudes who have a statistical chance of beating their wives. Right? I mean,
yeah.
It was just in the news. Some wide receiver just got charged with beating his wife. Football wide receiver guy. Anyway, let's move on.
I'm not going to say that you know, aggression and like promoting aggression, incentivizing aggression translates into abusive relationships.
You're not, because somebody else said
I'm
you don't have to.
I'm not going
to
say that. Because that's not necessarily true. But well, I think that if there's some sort of propensity toward abuse, and then you get into some sport that incentivizes it and fucking just juices it up, then maybe it's not helpful for you.
I think that your talents at Taco Bell are wasted because you used propensity, incentivized, and fucking juices you up all in the same phrase. And dude, that is some stellar shit right there.
Look, that I'm just a Taco Bell manager. I'm not speaking clinically.
Well, that was clinical.
I don't have a clinical vocabulary.
That was clinical. Look, in the cricket match between Taco Bell managers and, you know, like psychiatrists, when that.
Yeah, I was in that match. I was just sitting on the bench.
I could see somebody accusing you of playing both sides because clearly you are. capable of both batting and the cricket name for catching the ball when it gets and bowling. You're bowling. That's what I meant. Not catching, bowling. You're capable of both bowling and batting, catching and receiving, Joe. I don't know what I'm saying.
You really know a lot about sports, Jason.
I do. I do because I have Wikipedia and it's right in front of me. Look, man, we've got.
I lean on you. An episode like this, like, mm-hmm. I need someone like you that really knows what's going on in the sporting world. Not just nationally, not just American stupid sports, but then like really important, violent, terrible sports. Like football with a U.
Like football with a U. Well, you know that one guy keeps falling down. I think there is an inevitable, like you said, you used the word propensity, that I think sport probably has its deepest root in war, right? In practicing the competition. I mean, that sports and violence go together. It's like, you know, it's you don't have, for sport, for to get from violence to sports, you don't have to have a sister who's, you know, you don't have to have you don't have to have a wife whose father's sister's husband, etc. Right? I mean, they're basically cousins. They're you and me. One of us is violence. The other one is sports. Right?
I don't want to go too deep into this.
We only got 14 minutes.
Actually, done it before. Actually, this is weird. This is very circular, strange. Mm-hmm. I guess it's meta shit. Can you hit the meta button for me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can hit the meta. I can walk you through it, but yeah.
It's a black meta fuck hole.
Oh, you did the black meta fuck hole. Anyway, I'm saying there's a fine line between war and sports, but that doesn't mean that sports are bad. We've talked about this before. Yeah. Sports are a way for us to kind of excise these tendencies toward warfare and bloodshed in a way that people don't get hurt. We get to be cathartic about these aggressive tendencies and not actually kill people.
So are you opining that
I'm advocating actually.
Yeah, no, absolutely, but are you suggesting then that human beings have a natural tendency towards violence? And that sports is a way to, you said catharsis, and I like that word. Sports are a way to mitigate that violent tendency. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, and so, you know what? We've talked about it on earlier episodes. The only reason I know that is because I listen to them over and over again to try and find funny things to make montages.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yes.
That is, Ian knows that. Right. One person, the person that listens to this fucking podcast, knows that. Yeah. I'm telling you. We've kind of explained it a little bit better this time, which is, hey, yes, sports seems to be, especially in the case of American football, this violent, intrusive, fucking damaging, it turns out.
Yeah.
People that play this sport, including, so the sport is damaging. It causes brain damage.
Yeah,
you're smashing into other people all the time. It's violent, but it's not. People aren't intending to hurt each other, but they are. That's the kind of controversy right now. Is like, should we even be playing football? Do you want your kids to be playing football because they're just hurting themselves? Well, the kids aren't intentionally trying to put each other in the fucking hospital. They're just trying to play a game.
Right.
And to me, that's the intention is better. It's a competitive intention.
Sure.
It's not a I'm going to fucking kill you intention. Now, back in the Roman days, sports actually were like, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking die.
Right.
You're a gladiator? Well, can you beat a lion? Well, or can you beat the other gladiator?
Right.
Well, I guess you're either going to die or you're going to win. Well, what I'm saying is all of this stuff from an evolutionary perspective goes way, way back. We have, especially men, have this competitive – I don't even want to call it a spirit – because spirit seems too positive, and like enlightening. It's not a spirit. It's a tendency. It's a primordial fucking urge, How about that?
Yeah.
And so now we have sports where that urge can be expressed, and we can go through that like American football. We can get into it without killing each other. But now we're like, actually, it still kills you because we're
giving each other brain damage.
If it doesn't kill you, you've concussed your brain so many times that now it has shortened your life. And so that's the new thing.
Which is exactly what we do to people who listen to this podcast. We concuss their brain past the point of being useful citizens anymore. Joe, I want to ask you this question in the last 10 minutes before you do an argument for why we should never do this anymore. Although I think you had a point that I interrupted. Do you want to finish your point?
No, I didn't. It was great. Okay. I feel good about what I just said.
I was just going to say there's two things here. I think what made gladiators killing each other a sport was that it was spectated, right? There's two dudes out in the middle of nowhere meet and say, hey, man, what's up? Oh, not much. I'm bored. So am I. Hey, want to try to kill each other? Okay. That didn't happen. But it essentially is what happens when you get spectators involved, right? And so you've got football players, if we're talking about football, who are like, I want to go kill somebody, but I'm not allowed to kill people, so I'll put on some pads and mock kill them and earn millions of dollars. That's one urge faced. And then there's you and I when we watch the Denver Broncos get their asses handed to them. Mm-hmm. That's a different kind of...
Yeah.
Specific. That's a different kind of bloodlust being satiated, right? There's
But there's so much... It all intertwines so perfectly... That's why it's a billion-dollar industry.
Well, yeah.
Because everybody is, from an evolutionary standpoint, go back to Roman days, just in the timeline. Yes, there are people that are like, I want to see this person's head chopped off. Well, we're a little more civil now, there's a residual effect where like. I do want someone to get their ass kicked, like at least. I don't necessarily want to see someone die. I think back in the day, and I'm talking about Roman times, mm-hmm. they actually wanted to see someone die. I'm not kidding. I think that they would have been disappointed if someone didn't die in front of them.
Yeah.
Now, from the perspective of a spectator. Mm-hmm. I think we've evolved in a good way. We're civilized. That is, come on, Jason. We're spectators sometimes.
Yeah,
we're not good fans of sports, but we don't want people to die.
No,
and even the most hardcore fans mostly don't want to see people die. They want some ass whooping. They want some clear dominance. You know, like. They want some edging out, like, oh, God, we got you. Fuck you. Yeah, we got you. Well, back in the day, that used to be like, you died. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. Maybe I'm making too much of this or putting too fine a point on it, but yeah, you're right. They wanted to see somebody die, but we don't. For the most part, when we watch sports, it's not that we're rooting for someone to lose. That's just a side effect of rooting for someone to win, right? When my wife's father's blah, 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 when she is happy, it won't be just because France lost. It won't be just like she didn't come into the World Cup going, okay, my goal is to watch France lose. And like every time they won, she was disappointed. And now there's one more chance for her to get what she wanted. No, she wanted to see Croatia win. And every time they won, it was like good for her, right? That's a positive thing. You're absolutely right. And I don't know if back in the Roman times, it was always just like, hey, I don't care who fucking wins as long as somebody gets their head chopped off. I mean, that's probably what it was. And like there's sports nowadays like NASCAR where people go like, I also want to see them wreck, you know, that kind of thing. Or when you're watching train wrecks like, that super very straight non-homoerotic cage fighting that goes on, right? You just want to see somebody get their ass kicked. But you're absolutely right. Nowadays, it's like we watch because we want to see someone triumph. But what I want to get at and how we got into this part of the discussion was that guy, the wide receiver who beat his wife. I don't know. I don't know the statistics of her, but I'm going to guess that all these football players who beat their girlfriends and wives don't do that during the regular season. They do it when they're not playing football. So the lesson here is those fuckers need to play football all the time. And if people say, well, they're going to get more brain damage. I mean, they can only play one game a week for 18 weeks and then they're done. Otherwise, they'll have brain damage. It's like, well, what would you rather have? A guy who voluntarily gets brain damage because he's being paid millions of dollars to make rich white assholes happy and no beat up girlfriends, or not that and beat up girlfriends? I'm taking the not beat up girlfriends. I'm rooting for her to not get beat up. Right? I'm not rooting for him to win. I'm rooting for her to not lose.
You've taken a different angle on this, which is how do you mitigate that? Like, because aggression is a part of American football. It's a part of it. So if you have some sort of like anger problem, playing football is not going to help you. It's going to reinforce some tendency toward violence and solving your problems with aggression, right?
Yeah.
But so what are you saying then? Should we keep American football, or should we just be more attentive to the people? I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well,
what's the answer to this?
The answer is rather than protect football players with all of these things like new rules about where you can and can't tackle them, awesome helmets, all these pads, not making them play for more than, you know, a few months per year, I say the only way to keep them from taking all that aggression off of the field into their personal lives is to take off their helmets, no pads, play every day until they die. And then no one else gets hurt. It's a win-win, Joe.
I think it's a great solution.
Yeah.
That is, when you're not playing professional football, play just pickup football.
Yeah.
With no pads.
No pads.
And get your shit out with other people that feel the same way.
Exactly.
Your girlfriend doesn't want to get beat up.
No, she does not.
The people on the pickup football field want you to destroy them. And
they do.
They want to fucking destroy you.
Yes, they do. And you know what, Joe?
It's good emotionally, and you're right. The person that is aggressive will die sooner.
Yeah, which is a win-win for everybody. And you know what? I think also we should televise.
You are a genius.
I am a genius. We should televise these pickup games, and these guys should wear very little clothing and be kind of greasy. I think
Think about that.
Yeah, I am thinking about that. That's why I brought it up. I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, I know. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even said that. I'm just saying, yes, it's a good idea. Monetize that. The off-season, no pads, purely violent football.
You know what I like about you, Joe? You know what I like about you? You say things, and it makes me want to turn it into the title of the show. Monetize that. Boom. That is the name of today's show.
Come on, we might come up with something even better. But
we might, but we only got 2 minutes, and you still have to tell me why we should never do the show again. So,
oh God,
yeah,
2 minutes. All right,
we'll go a little long. So I want to hear this.
I have an argument for cancellation.
Okay, do you want me to introduce you now, or introduce you in after you're done introducing the introduction?
Just give me the intro.
Sometimes that is better.
Get ready to rumble! It's the sports edition of Arguments for Cancellation. Anyway, Jason, I considered. Oh, I thought you were about to hit a button.
No.
Here, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I considered just saying this out loud. Listen to the last episode of JBC. That is JBC 74.
Yeah.
Just listen to that, because it was a terrible episode. I'm sorry that I said it. It's not a very good advertisement for our podcast. But every once in a while, we have a really, really shitty episode.
Yeah.
I could argue that almost all of our episodes are shitty.
You have argued that.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
This time, this is funny. I have a montage of us talking about sports.
Okay.
Okay? And I think it's terrible because there's a bunch of cliches And then there's ignorance, and then there's just disdain for sports. All right. Now, a lot of times when I do a montage, I dip into like four or five episodes. Guess what? This one, I dipped into the first half hour of one sports episode, and we've done three of them. I dipped into one half hour of one sports episode to exemplify why we shouldn't do sports episodes. And then if you kind of if you expand that out a little bit, that's how we do themes. We're terrible at it. Like, this is not good. If this is how we deal with sports, how do we deal with all the other themes?
Yeah.
And how are we as a podcast? And I submit to you that we suck, man.
Okay, here we go.
The thrill of victory.
Are you feeling the burn?
And the agony of defeat.
You feeling the burn, bitch?
The human drama.
Feeling the burn?
Of athletic competition.
You feeling the burn, bitch?
The doping, the dive-taking, sandbagging, ball-deflating.
Football championship.
That would have been AFC. Who is that? Was that the Eagles or the other guy?
Well, now we both exposed ourselves as people that don't know shit about football.
Oh, no, that was NFC. So it must have been Patriots and...
The Kings and the Penguins.
Yeah, we are terrible.
I know it's your 40th birthday party, man, but the fucking game is on. I don't watch sports. And then I realized I have bunny ears.
If you tried to fill the Grand Canyon, it would overflow with the fucks I don't give about the AFC championship.
I don't like the Broncos. Actually, that was inaccurate. I don't give a fuck about the Broncos. However, it broke my father's heart. I was then traumatized. I didn't have a broken heart. I was just emotionally traumatized. That's different.
Sports is it's about investing your emotions and your psychology in something that is utterly meaningless.
Your team won the Super Bowl. The Seahawks won. You were very enthusiastic. The
point is that overall sports are fucking meaningless, and yet we get so invested. People have been literally murdered because of sporting events, right?
Sporting events, I think it allows us to partake in this psychological tendency, this sociological tendency toward tribalism, without having to actually engage in a bloody conflict.
Give me one fucking reason why I should fucking kill you, and he goes... Go Broncos. Pull that fucking trigger, Joe, because he is into some meaningless bullshit. Ball deflating. Ball deflating.
Ball deflating.
Football championship.
Yeah, no. See, Joe, once again, you didn't convince me, dude. Two things. One, that was some cogent analysis on both our parts. And two, you're so freaking good at making these montages. You're just so good at it.
It's been a while.
No, you're just good at it. So you know what? No, you didn't convince me this time.
I think you just didn't fucking convinced me.
You're just too good at it, Joe. I'm sorry. You're too good at what you do.
Well, look, it's been a while since I've done a montage. What I thought, this is maybe a new convention.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we do a sports montage, whenever I put together evidence as to why we shouldn't do sports or anything else, all I need to do is go to the last sports episode.
Okay.
And put together... I'm telling you, everything you just heard was one half hour of one sports episode.
Yeah.
That is, so as long as we keep, all right, as long as we keep doing sports episodes, I will have a lot of evidence just from the previous sports episode that we should never do episodes.
So as long as we keep doing episodes, you'll have reasons why we shouldn't. It's only when we stop doing it that we should... No, we covered this in episode 50, I think. I think that our analysis...
I like that you're speechless.
I am.
Because, yes, this should end. I'm going to have to keep doing it with you in order to convince you that it's going to end.
We've talked
about this before.
It's
a paradox. There's no way we'll ever end unless you agree to end the entire process, which is our show. Ladies and gentlemen. I mean, gentlemen. Ian. Thank you for being here.
I think there's two kinds of sports. There's those that at the end of a time limit, and those that end when a particular score is reached. JVC is definitely the latter, and it's a score we'll never reach, and so we will go on forever. Good night.